Spoilers?
Check.
Mature language?
Check.
Should listeners be advised?
Check.
Hey, we're doing content.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the whatever this content of podcast. I'm Legal Machine. And with me is...
Yeah, Blue Frank. So I have questions for you. Okay, basically, not because I have a burning desire to have answers, but content. We need content. So I was wondering about this. I was thinking about this a few months back, and I'd put together a document, and then we never got together to do any content for this. We talked about things like Secret Invasion instead, that I goddamn did not want to turn into a podcast episode. So what I'm thinking is we know that they're going to do Avengers movies in the coming years. And the last Avengers movie was 2018. And it's going to be nearly a decade between the two by the time they actually get around to doing the first sequel. I think the first one's due in like 2026 or something. And I think that was maybe before the writers and SAG strikes. So maybe not even then. So by the time we get to another Avengers movie, we're pretty much going to have a different Avengers team. So my first question to you is, who do you think are going to be the Avengers when we actually have to do another movie?
You mean other than who cares?
yeah. In this instance, we're going to pretend to care because content.
I don't know, man. Either, obviously, I guess it's going to be, you know, Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan and I guess Paul Rudd. I don't know.
So, like, you've got all these TV shows, for instance, like Ironheart, yeah. and the Blade's coming and all that kind of stuff. Do you think any of those people are going to actually translate onto an Avengers team?
Maybe. I mean, I don't think Tom Hiddleston will be back. I'm pretty sure he's done after these couple, like, Loki shows or whatever, but I mean, it's possible that who was girl Sylvie, right? Girl Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they bring her in or some. I have no idea. What's Evangeline Lilly doing? Did they kill her? They didn't kill her off, right?
Hey, you saw Chlamydia, not me.
I repressed that. Maybe like I guess it's like who, like Kate Bishop and Florence Pugh, and I don't know, dude. So, what happened in these Captain? Did the Marvels come out yet?
Not yet. No, that's coming out in November, I believe.
Okay, I guess they'll be in it.
Like Sans, all three of them?
No, probably two out of the three. You pick your two.
So it goes without saying. You think Thor's coming back?
Who?
Thor?
No.
No? You think he's done?
I think by when? 2026 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's probably done by 2026.
There might be
he's
one 25, but I think they said 26. I think it was going to be 25 and they pushed it back a year already before the strikes.
I mean, maybe 25 because he could do it next year. 2023 is almost over. They might scam him into one more,
but they're doing two more. Remember, they're going to do one year, then the following year they'll have another Avengers. So there's like a back to back thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he dies in the first one. I don't know. He's not making the second one. But I guess some of the Guardians people,
mm-hmm.
maybe. I don't know. Maybe Mantis is there. I don't know. CGI a Groot and whatnot. I don't have no idea, dude. I don't know what they're going to do. It, honestly, this is a depressing conversation. Yeah, I don't know. Elizabeth Olsen, maybe is Cumberbatch still doing these things? Old Cumberbatch?
I believe so. That's one of the good things with British actors is usually when they've got a gig, they just stick with it. You know, they just like, okay, this is a source of income. This is going to float me when I'm doing stage plays and stuff. You know, they have a good work ethic. So I think there's a good chance you keep the Brits.
Oh, wait. Simu Liu. Old Shang-Chi. He'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. Did he get canceled or not? I can't remember. I don't think so.
Canceled. I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, but can we guarantee by end of next year he's not canceled?
No, but also I don't know how much interest there really is in the general public. I think that's one of the problems. I don't know if they have a team to put together. I put together a list of 12 names of who people I think are going to be the new Avengers. Okay, I think Paul Rudd's still in the game, so I think we get another Ant-Man, or we get him as Ant-Man again. Clearly, we're going to have Shuri, Black Panther. She's definitely wanting to work, and I don't really see her anything else. Right?
Can I make a comment?
Sure, go ahead.
The canary in the coal mine is Paul Rudd.
Oh yeah.
If Paul Rudd won't make your movie, it's dead.
Okay.
That's my opinion. Paul Rudd seems like he'll just do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Bad HBO, Apple TV movies, horrible comedies. Paul Rudd is in CGI movie, you know, abominations like Quantum. He will be in all of them. So I've got, if he's like, you know what, guys, I'm done. Watch out. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Okay, I think we got Sam Wilson, you know, Captain America, because that dude's doing Twisted Metal on Peacock. So if Marvel taps him, he's going to show up for sure. I'm Captain America. I think Captain Marvel, I think that they've got, it's weird looking at the timeline on Brie Olsen, because I think Brie Olsen was announced as Captain Marvel in like 2015, 2016, something like that. And it's like, so she's coming up on like a decade in this role, and she's done, at this point, we're going to finally have two movies and some cameos. And it's like, and she's still a well-recognized star. I wonder how much longer she's going to want to do this. And also, by that point, she's going to be pushing 40, and Hollywood being Hollywood, there's going to be questions about, I mean, Marvel's a little bit better about it. They're actually continuing to work actresses into their 50s and stuff. But you wonder about, given that she's seemingly supposed to be immortal, you wonder about her viability. But my expectation is that she'll still be a game unless the trolls really get to her. I think that if that was going to happen, it would have already happened by now. I think she's strong enough to deal with that. So I think we've got Captain Marvel. I definitely think we have Doctor Strange, because again, British actor, those guys just keep on working. I think we have a Hawkeye. I'm not sure which one, because I think it's, how is Jeremy Renner doing these days? Like, is he okay? Is he coming back? Is he still using a cane? Do you have any idea where he's at on that?
I would guess he would be a cameo.
Okay.
At best.
So you think we're going to go with the Haley Steinfeld then?
Sure.
Get the new blood in there. Okay. Yep. You didn't watch that one, right?
Which one?
The Hawkeye TV show?
No, I watched it. It was good.
Okay, good. Okay. So
it was not anything spectacular, but it was fun.
Yeah, I was pleased by it. It was pleasing. Not my favorite, but it entertained me. One pass, never going to watch it again. But okay. So Hulk, I think that we can continue to deploy the Hulk in his CGI mocap action.
Ruffalo seems to completely stand for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He does nothing but post pictures of his MCU days and wishes buddies happy birthday and things like that. I think that he is he's all in to whatever they want to pay him to do. So
I think Shang-Chi, I definitely think that actor wants to be in an Avengers movie. I think that this kind of the whole point of Shang-Chi ever having a movie is to set him up to be an Avenger. So I think that one's one of the firmest locks, I believe. Plus, I see him in other stuff, but nothing of comparable profile, even close to comparable profile. I think they can get Spider-Man back for another one. I think Tom Holland has continued to fail at cinema so well while still being a big name because he's Spider-Man. Even though he's definitely tired at this point, I don't think he's willing to give it up, because that's his insurance policy, I think. And again, British actor.
Okay, fair enough.
The one we talked about before when we did the Guardians movie, I really think that they know they need a tentpole actor, and they know RDJ is gone forever. And if you look at the slate, who they have on hand, much as it pains me, the closest they've got to having a Robert Downey Jr. for modern Marvel films is Chris Pratt. You know, he's still one of the biggest stars in the world, and I think he'd be game to be in, probably a leader, in fact, of an Avengers team in a Marvel movie, and probably carry on with hanging out with Thor. I do think Chris Hemsworth is still wanting to do some more of these. He's been a little bit more apprehensive. I don't think he's going to take just any Thor solo movie, but I don't think he's turning down an Avengers movie, because again, he's another guy who, this is the thing he's got, and most of the other things outside of like Netflix originals, he doesn't really have anything else. So I think he's continuing to stay bulky. I don't think he's letting that go. So I think you've got like Star-Lord and Thor locked in for that next Avengers movie.
Okay, yeah. I think that if Chris Pratt does it, you can get Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, and I'm wondering too, since they set up the Vision in WandaVision, and that white of Vision is just out there not doing anything necessarily, unless they're just waiting to bring him in for the Agatha Harkness TV show. I figure they're going to do something with it eventually, and it would make the most sense for it to be something to do with Avengers.
Okay, fair enough.
Unless you just think they're going to drop it.
Man. I mean, Rhodey's going to be in it, right?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, is I've already got 12 people here, right? And I'm trying to see who the most likely ones are. And it's like, could they have him? Certainly. But I almost feel like maybe Armor Wars is going to be his send-off, maybe? You know, he's not getting any younger, and he seems to be game. You know, I think he'll keep showing up as long as they're cutting the checks. I just don't know if he's still going to be game, especially, well, maybe yes, maybe no. He did Secret Invasion, so he's willing to do TV. He was going to do Armor Wars as a TV show, so that's definitely a commitment. My understanding is that's still going to be a movie, but the thing is, too, is he's got to make that movie, and then they're going to have an Avengers thing, so is he even going to have the time?
Here's the problem. All of the characters I'm most excited about you mentioning in this show, none of them have any sort of interaction interaction with Kang outside of this Avengers movie, which means will they at some point have to be introduced to him per the MCU fashion before confronting him in this film? Like, that's where I get fucked up. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not a Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Yeah.
There's not a Mark Ruffalo Hulk movie coming out where Jonathan Majors can be in a stinger, right? It would just be Ruffalo appearing in an Avengers movie where you would get, I guess we're going to get 5 minutes of exposition of like where he's been since She-Hulk, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, because there's not another She-Hulk season coming. So what?
Is there not another season?
No, there's no chance. You don't think so? No.
I thought they said they were going to do one.
No. There's no way. There's no way they would have already announced that. Like, there's no way. I would almost put money on there's no second She-Hulk season.
Okay.
Have you heard about a Miss Marvel second season yet?
Oh, no, definitely not that. I think that, you know, it's all been leading to the Marvels.
Right.
And the Marvels was, you know, phase four at the time that was greenlit, you know, so that's one of those things. I think the Marvels is sort of like Aquaman and The Flash and Blue Beetle, where it's this vestigial element of where Marvel was going to go before they realized they were fucking up.
How about Namor?
See, that's a thing. That's a possibility. He's on the table. I don't know if you have him and Shuri Black Panther in the same movie, and I think that if they're making choices, they're going to choose Black Panther.
I suppose so. This all sounds terrible. I mean, if you get if you've got Ruffalo, Hemsworth, Pratt, I guess Cumberbatch, I guess maybe I could be into this movie, maybe. But I mean, and if you add Cheadle, then I'm definitely in.
Mm-hmm. But what are they like? Guys, no, we want Ironheart. We're going to get Ironheart.
Yeah, but then at that point, it's like, well, where are all this next phase of people? We're supposed to be phasing these guys out.
Right.
These movies should be introducing these new, they shouldn't be introducing, because at this point, like, Ironheart would have been years old in the MCU. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Yeah. Can we just stop making these movies? Mm-hmm. Is that an option? Is it possible, like, none of this stuff ever comes out? It's definitely going to come out, right?
Yeah, there's too much money.
What, you know, what does Jonathan Majors have to do to cancel these movies?
Yeah, well, that's a question, too. It's like, obviously, they've decided that they're not going to try to, like, CGI somebody else's face over him on Loki. But also, do you think that he comes back? Are they still waiting on to see how all the trials are going to go with him? Or we're going to get a stinger at the end of Loki where it's like, hey, LeVar Burton is the new Kang. You know, he's unproblematic. He's not going to get canceled. LeVar Burton, look for him in 2026. I mean, do you think Jonathan Majors makes it out of Loki? Or they just kind of quietly, like, that the Friday afternoon after the last episode releases, are they like, the role of Kang will be recast?
I have no idea, man. His story seems a little strange. I can't get a beat on like what this dude actually did, because it was like a big story and then it disappeared and it was just like charges got dropped, but then it came back. I don't know.
No. Well, that was disinformation. Basically, you had a lot of stuff that was trending on places like Twitter because his lawyer was putting out disinformation that was not actually factually correct. So there are no dropping of charges. There were women lined up to testify against him. It's going to happen, but it's just they were scamming people, essentially. They were trying to trump their way out of thing and confusing, muddying the waters.
Fair enough. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't know. This is just like not appealing to me. I want to watch Loki too, but I just also don't want to watch Loki because I want to just not watch this stuff anymore.
You just want to stop.
I just kind of want to stop.
Yeah.
I'm good with like Endgame being the end, even though I enjoyed Guardians 3 and I enjoyed Black Widow and Multiverse of Madness is like a weird, quirky thing. It's kind of different. Like, I don't need to watch any of these movies ever again. I don't really want to do it, but like, I'm not, there's no way I'm seeing the Marvels or whatever. There's no way I'm seeing that movie.
Absolutely not.
There's no shot. Secret Invasion was a mistake.
I think that is seriously a possibility. And I feel bad for Nia DaCosta if it takes that hit. I think that could seriously be like the first Marvel flop since like phase one, like a movie that just like underperforms to such a degree that it's regarded as a flop. Cause I'm sure just the Marvel branding should be good for half a bill. You know, you would think, I still think the more people are going to show up for that than would show up for like The Flash, for instance, but half a bill it doesn't cut it with the expectations of Marvel and Disney shareholders. So that I don't know a lot of people that are super excited about that. And I think that he's the same kind of people that were super excited for The Flash. And we saw that turned out.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but I don't know. I think this is they've screwed up, right? Like this shit sucks. Like they should have, They should have just ended this stuff a long time ago. Anyway, what else do you want to talk about?
Yeah. Well, I've talked about who I think's going to be in it. I'm going to pick my own Avengers team. Just to see if there's anybody that would be of interest to you. So first pick, Ant-Man and the Wasp, because founding Avengers have never really gotten their view. They're due in the Avengers movies. I haven't seen Quantumania. I don't know how well that treats them in terms of the whole... See, this is one of my problems too. Like, I watch the shows, I watch the movies. They keep referring to the Avengers. In particular, Secret Invasion kept referring to the Avengers. Who even are the Avengers right now? Like, is there an actual active team in the MCU that exists and is doing stuff and we're just not hearing about it? Like, who's even... it seems to me like we should be talking about, oh, now that the Avengers are gone, you know, we've got to take care of our own business because the Avengers are gone and they've died and they've become old people and they're not around anymore. And I know we've had a Thor movie, so we know Thor's out there somewhere, but Thor isn't the Avengers. He's just a guy. So, like, who even is the Avengers? Why are we still talking about the Avengers like they're an actual going thing? Who is serving on this team? What indication do we have that anybody is currently serving? Is it just the idea that they can call these guys back, like at the end of the first Avengers movie, where they're not actively a team? They're like, somebody hits a button and they're all going to come together again, even though it's been, you know, 5 years, 6 years now since there's been an Avengers team for anything?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, it's not a good question. It's obvious that they... Well, it's a terrible question. No, of course there's not an Avengers team. This is a mess the continuity is as bad as Marvel Comics has ever been. Like, it's such a shit show right now that these shows are being recorded out of order and written in vestibules where nobody's communicating, and there's no attempt to stitch it together to make any sort of congruent storyline here. So no, people, they're just saying the word Avengers because it's a buzzword, and some clown AI system that generated that script for Secret Invasion, the next script that got generated is going to refer to the Pleavengers, and they're not even going to fix that. It's just a mess. No, there's no Avengers running around. Are you kidding me?
So you saw Quantumania. I know he was like dining out on being an Avenger, but like, is he like still going to meetings and stuff? You know, it's like,
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Like,
I don't know.
He's kind of like Spider-Man too. He wasn't properly inducted or anything. Like, he was in one of the battles with them, but like, did everybody who showed up for the battle with Thanos at the end game, are they all Avengers now?
Why are you spending so much mental power on this? No, of course not. It's stupid.
Is Pepper
dumb.
Potts still running around in the rescue armor and she's one of the Avengers?
Sure.
Okay.
Nope. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay. So because apparently we got to have an Avengers team, and because Ant-Man and the Wasp are founding Avengers, I want to get them on the team. My prospective team, the team that's not actually going to be in any of the movies. I want Rhodey back. I feel like you've got to have an Iron Man. You've got to have, and if Tony's not available, then it has to be War Machine. I'm not accepting an Iron Heart. I'm not accepting a rescue. Rhodey's the only guy who's earned it, you know, at this point. Like, give me a TV show, give me a movie, maybe we'll talk. But at this point in time, with what we know, it, for me, it's got to be War Machine. And again, like you said, you have an affection for Don Cheadle's role. I do as well. So that helps to put butts in seats in a way that the Marvels isn't going to. Go ahead.
Can I tell you what it should be? Okay, this is what. Wait, are you still continuing? Don Cheadle. Are you still going?
No, I can stop. I assemble your Avengers.
It needs to be Cheadle, Pratt, Cumberbatch, both, either one, I don't care. Hemsworth and Elizabeth Olsen. Okay,
but they killed her.
No, she's back. and it takes place, or Brie Larson. I don't care. And then this whole movie takes place 10 years in the future. They're all gray. Cumberbatch is missing an eye. Rhodey's got fucking. He's just like a head now. He's lost all of his limbs at this point. But he's in like a mech armor or whatever. And then all these new characters they've brought in lately, all killed off screen. You can give us a slight flashback. They're all fucking dead.
You've got like the Maestro's trophy room where you've got all their armors and stuff hanging up, and yeah.
Kang has got the Maestro trophy room, and it's Pratt, Cumberbatch, Hemsworth, Brie Larson or Elizabeth Olsen, and fucking Mark Ruffalo, and they're all trying to defeat Kang. And at the end, it's just fucking over. Make it a 2-part movie if you want to, but that's it. That's the movie. Stop all of this. Thank you. I believe my time is up. I hand the new floor back over to you.
Okay. So I don't want to, again, it's my Avengers. I don't want to see Chris Hemsworth's Thor in another Avengers movie. If it's my Avengers, I'm bored with the character as he currently exists. It's not that Hemsworth isn't capable of doing better work. Endgame and Infinity War, I thought he did really excellent work. But the whiplash of him going from that guy to the guy from Love and Thunder, I'm not interested.
Did you ever, but you never watched Love and Thunder.
I still haven't watched it.
So shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
I didn't like Ragnarok either, though, remember? So I already was having a grudge there. So I figure, okay, well, they set up Hercules. Let's have Hercules on the team. I want to see Hercules in the Avengers. No. Huh?
Nope, don't do that. This is a huge mistake.
You don't like that guy?
No, he's fine. But then you have to introduce this character.
Yeah.
You're wasting minutes. This is going to be a 4-hour movie.
I want to see new Avengers and old ass Thor.
No. That's the question. Do you? I don't think that you actually do, because you're saying you want to see the guy from Ted Lasso in a CGI body. It's a horrible idea. Continue with this abomination you're speaking of.
One of the reasons why I want Hercules in there is I don't want Ruffalo's Hulk back. I want to see She-Hulk again. I want She-Hulk as an Avenger. I want that different kind of energy, that different take. So I want to also see Hercules and She-Hulk and how they interact with each other. A lot of it is actually how people interact with She-Hulk. She's probably the person I'm most interested in seeing in an Avengers movie. I want to see the Kate Bishop Hawkeye, and I kind of think almost like she could maybe be the toxic fangirl who's like gatekeeping, because she's like, she managed to make it out of the gate 5 minutes before She-Hulk appears and could be like, well, you're not the Hulk, you know, why don't we have the Hulk on our team, and kind of play off of that a little bit. I want Black Knight, Dane Whitman. I want somebody who's kind of trying to be the Captain America but coming up short, and I don't want it to be Sam Wilson, because I still don't like that actor and I still don't like that character, and I'm not interested in him and his dumb wings and his terrible costume. But also I like the idea of having somebody who's like set up to fail. Like Black Knight, to some degree, he that's kind of what he does. And so when you've got Jon Snow, and I'm picturing Jon Snow as an Avenger and him messing up and trying to be like one of these guys, but he's got like the cursed sword and just nothing's going right for him. That would be interesting to see that kind of dynamic. And then the last slot is I've kind of juggled a few different people. I'm leaning towards Photon, because I want to see something come out of the WandaVision and Captain Marvel and stuff. She's a powerful character. She's somebody I associate closely with the Avengers. I'd like to see that actress get to do more stuff and do stuff in a cosmic venue. I think that my team is maybe a little underpowered, and so Photon can really kick that up a notch. But if for some reason that doesn't work out, it'd be funny to see Mantis in there. I'd like to see how she plays with the Avengers versus the Guardians, where it's not such a dysfunctional group, but she's a dysfunctional person. And also, if they wanted to play around some of that Celestial Madonna stuff, that could be interesting to me. Not her. Like, all three of my alternates are Asian female heroes. So I left all that. There are no Asians on my team, but I'm trying to like maybe sneak one in on the back end. Maybe we add one more member, but I've already got 8, so I figure that's about enough. Another option would be Cersei, and that way you could do the whole Black Knight Cersei thing, and maybe, you know, she's the new Scarlet Witch, where she's maybe a little tweaked and you don't know, you know, how dangerous she might actually end up being. And also you can allude to the Eternal stuff without actually dragging all that stuff into it, like, you know, threaten us with Celestials and such, but not actually have to pay that off. And then the third option, also, that actress has kind of a weird vibe, and I think it'd be interesting to see somebody like that mixing up with these more crazier Avengers, and then she's sort of like a humbling presence. That could be interesting. And the third one would perhaps be Quake, just because I'm still wanting to see some representation for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and also because by the end of that series, she was so incredibly powerful. Again, we need to have somebody kind of bring up the power level of my team, and with her Quake abilities, and she basically could fly by the end of the series stuff, she's pretty intense. And the actress did a really good job over the span of 7+ years she really did the work in terms of being a physical combatant. There's one particularly notable sequence where they did a one-take action sequence where she's jumping over tables and fighting people and using her Quake powers. And during the filming of that, the actress broke her arm and just kept on going because she knew it was all one take, and she just got done. And I didn't know at the time that she'd broken her arm. I found that out years later. But as soon as they said when it was, I knew the exact scene because it made such an impression on me. It was one of the most visually dynamic sequences ever in a Marvel television, and particularly in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So it'd be cool to see her in there too. So that's my weird ass team.
All this talk about Disney Plus and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. making my penis soft.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I'm more enthusiastic because I'm still enthusiastic about Armor Wars. I'm interested in New World Order more because of all the things surrounding it than the actual lead actors. Sebastian Stan isn't exactly a charisma machine either. And then I really want to see Thunderbolts. I'm looking forward to seeing those characters play off of each other. I have more enthusiasm than you. But
Thunderbolts?
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing the Thunderbolts movie.
Wow, man. Let me tell you something right now. I forgot that shit was even happening. I don't want to talk about this anymore. What do you want to talk about next?
That's all I got. Our time-filling content.
Good Christ. Well, that's upsetting. Hey, guys, hit us up on social media and tell us what is the name of this movie? Kang Dynasty. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about who who, hey, what is your favorite Immortus costume?
You know what? Deadpool and Wolverine are going to be in the Avengers. What the hell am I talking about?
Damn it.
They're going to do Secret Wars for the second movie. And so, of course, they're going to bring in the two most popular people from the X franchise. Hell, if they can't get Tom Holland back, they'll just go and get like Andrew Garfield or something. And he'll be the Spider-Man for that movie. So you literally have the new Avengers where you've got Wolverine and Spider-Man and Deadpool as a member of this team, whether it's appropriate or not. They're going to be the multiversal Avengers. Ah, crap.
I don't want to. I don't know if I didn't make this clear enough earlier. I don't know. Maybe our connection's not great. I don't want to talk about this anymore. So whatever we can do to not talk about this anymore would be fantastic.
It does make you a little more excited for the James Gunn slate at DC, huh?
I am not going to watch a single one of those films. I can't envision myself watching any of that, to be honest with you.
Well, they can always bring back the Valiant Cinematic Universe. You know, that could still be a thing.
Nope, probably not. You know what I've realized? Mm. There are enough movies in existence that I don't have to watch new movies anymore if I don't really want to,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a thing, right?
It's almost like with the comic books. It's like there are tons of people I know that love comic books and they still continue to buy new editions of the stuff they read 30 years ago, but aren't really buying a lot of new comic books that are coming out, you know, with the new characters and the new adventures. Like, no, they're just keep buying the stuff they already loved in better editions. So yeah, you could just get like your 4K Die Hard and Lethal Weapon series and stuff, and you're kind of going to be okay.
Like I all the new Star Wars stuff. I haven't watched one of those shows. Like I got through Mandalorian season one, and I think we watched season two. I never watched Andor. I heard Andor was pretty good.
I watch Andor, but I don't have the time for that right now. I will watch that one though, because that's the one that's like truly exceptional, like critically and philosophically and everything else.
I seriously doubt it.
It's probably and then, overhyped, yeah, but I still gotta watch it and try.
I bet it's gonna be boring as dog shit or whatever. And then there's like Boba Fett, didn't watch it. There's the new, I don't even know how to pronounce her name.
Ahsoka? Or something like that.
Akahosha.
Rosario Dawson show. That's all I
can. Not gonna watch it. Don't care. I'm sure Bill Burr is gonna get a spinoff because he was in one episode of The Mandalorian or something. Like, I don't care about any of this stuff. I didn't watch Obi-Wan. I didn't watch any of this stuff. I don't care about it anymore. Disney Plus is on my kill list as soon as I signed up for some 3-year for the price of one before the
sure
channel actually debuted. And it's, dude, the tick is talking when it comes to Disney Plus. I don't watch any of this junk.
The big thing for that is if they combine Disney Plus with Hulu, that might keep me around. But there's not a lot on Disney Plus that I'm enthused about. And, you know, the streamers have been purging more and more stuff. Speaking of Robert Downey Jr., I was trying to get through his episodes, the fourth season of Ally McBeal that he appeared in, but then HBO Max, whatever they're calling it now, they dropped it. So I guess, okay, well, I'm not going to go watch it on Tubi or wherever it ends up at. So that just means another reason why I don't go to that streamer to watch something. And you know, being a TV series, that means, I'm watching seasons or such. So there's a reason for me to keep coming back. But if they keep taking stuff away from me, then I don't really need to show up, you know? So, you know, do I still need this or not? They keep cutting, thinking that they're going to, well, for starters, they fucked up. They just charged too little money and they all thought that the Netflix model was going to work and it doesn't. And they're losing the cable model. They've basically sacrificed cable for streaming, and then cable's failing and streaming's failing. And when they start gouging people and then they don't have the content to back it up, people just are going to watch the commercial Tubi, Pluto, Freevee, all that kind of stuff, and just deal with commercials again. Because they're not going to spend all this money on streaming when they could just pirate shit for free, you know? That was one of the problems, yeah.
I think sports are going to see a renaissance. I think people are going to be so tired of all these dumb fucking shows that are terrible and are having increasingly horrible production values to save money, that just a good old football game or baseball game, you're like, oh wait, this is as good as it's ever been. We got great camera angles. The slow motion is outrageous. I can just root for my city's team or against some other city's team, and I can just watch this, and that's what it's going to be gobbling
no
up.
Work. There's no seasons long commitment. You can watch a game in and out.
Yeah. And if I want to, I can go see it in person. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, people are going to like run back to sports. It's going to be hilarious. Sports had a little dip there for a while, but you know what? I think sports coming back. And it's, you know, soccer's getting bigger. pickleball's getting big. All the shit's getting big. I think people are just going to go back to sports. It's like the true original content. You don't have to worry about bad CGI and horrible acting or whatever. You're good to go. So you don't worry about bad owners and stuff, but you know, that's all. I think that's what's going to happen. So then you're going to find is Netflix going to buy, you know, Monday Night Football or something? I think that's what you're going to see. Although I think YouTube's got it now, maybe, but
yeah, I think YouTube was helping out when a lot of the local cable stuff was getting screwed up. People were watching sports on YouTube TV. And I know, like, there's the whole ESPN aspect too, which is a Disney thing, right? Disney owns that now. So I know there's been talk about folding ESPN into Disney Plus, which, given, you know, your opinion of it being on your kill list, maybe having sports ball on there would help.
No, I haven't watched ESPN in a decade.
Okay, yeah.
ESPN has very few, like, original sports that are worth a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They turned their shit into Fox News, where it's all talking head magazine shows where two dudes have two hot takes and they have to take the hottest of hot takes and yell at each other for an hour.
Mm.
And they only talk about three specific things and your local team never gets discussed. Mm-hmm. It's dumb shit. Nobody watches it. And they fuck themselves over because they basically killed all their regular news content, mm-hmm. like literal sports news. It's all taken up by these dumbass personalities that everybody can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
And those shows are starting to wane out too because people are sick and tired of hearing about, you know, their politics mixed with their sports.
Mm-hmm.
And then those guys get canceled left and right too because they're all former athletes doing stuff. So it's like ESPN sucks, dude. Nobody watches that junk anymore. Just give me a baseball game. Can I just turn on a baseball game, watch a baseball game, and then the baseball game ends and then I go, well, that was good or not good. And then I can go, you know, outside or something like that.
Yeah. You're not going to binge a theatrical TV viewing, so you just walk out. It's like, this game sucks. We're going to leave.
Yeah.
Not with this one.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is. You get people together at your house and watch a sporting event. Nobody really gets together to watch a dumb TV show anymore. That happened briefly there. I don't think that shit happens anymore.
Nah.
Just to be honest with you, I don't think that happens anymore. Maybe some of the reality stuff, but I think even then some of that stuff's dying out too. But my opinion. Hey, did you see the latest flood of Indian reality shows and anime onto Netflix?
No.
Who cares about that? That's all it is now, dude. It's so hilarious.
Yeah, I'm looking at Netflix at this point because I kept it up for a long time because I was still getting like DVDs and stuff from them and they've killed that service. And then they're supposed to be talking about doing another price hike. It's like, I don't really see a lot of value there. So we'll see what happens with Netflix. I might start doing that the dances with different people thing that a lot of other people do where it's like, okay, well, we'll stream this network for X amount of time. Then we'll stream this network for X amount of time and just not keep the same ones indefinitely like we have been doing. But especially Netflix, I don't get a lot of value from Netflix. I hardly even go log into my Netflix. You know, I am much more, you know, like Hulu and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I might pick like two and then password share the rest until they kill all that stuff. And then, oh, man. Hilarious.